Welcome to Shelf Made Sisters. We're your hosts, Lindsay and Morgan, and we're excited to share our love of books, hot fictional men, and corporate craziness with you. To dive right in, we want to share a little bit more about ourselves. Hi everyone, I'm Lindsay. I work in campus recruiting and I'm a mom to the sweetest little girl, Charlotte. Like many millennials, my reading journey started with Harry Potter, Twilight, and Hunger Games, and I hit a decade-long reading slump until I picked up the ACOTAR, A Court of Thorns and Roses series last year during my pregnancy as a way to escape from reality.
Hey everyone, I'm Morgan, and Lindsay's my boss, but now she's my bestie. But I'm your average Gen Zer who loves Harry Styles, iced coffee, and obsessing over the latest pop culture trends. Guilty pleasures may or may not include conspiracy theories, celebrity drama, and skincare. Lindsay and I quickly bonded over my potential love for reading and quickly turned into besties. We have spent entirely too much time over our lunch hours diving into our current reads, so we decided to take our passion for these books and create a podcast so you all could join our discussions. Our plan for this podcast is to recap our current read, highlight books on our TBR, and fill you in on the latest corporate tea. To start each episode, we'll catch you up on our thorns and roses, and throughout the episodes, we'll have a varying hilarious segments. At least we think they're funny. And of course, our favorite part, obsessing over our ever-growing list of book boyfriends.
Okay, so how did we come up with our mini book club? Goodness, where to begin? So, it was actually kind of interesting how we started.
Yeah.
A couple of girls at work, in an effort to kind of have an actual hobby and create some structure around reading, decided to create a book club with some of our other colleagues at work. I feel like we all went through that trend of trying to figure out what kind of books each other read and not wanting to admit that we all enjoyed rather spicy romance books.
Yes.
So we created a group with the four of us, and the first time we met when we were deciding what we were going to read for the next month, several of us put in Fourth Wing as a recommendation. I had already read Fourth Wing and Iron Flame earlier in the year, but I was wanting to do a reread before Onyx Storm came out. And Morgan, I think you were interested in reading it also.
Yes, because I've seen it all over TikTok. And funny enough, I have not read ACOTAR, which I know is a rite of passage into fantasy.
Yes.
But I think at this time we were both watching House of the Dragon.
True.
So I was like, let me get my dragon on. Mm-hmm. And we were like, you know what?
Let's start
this mini book club.
Yeah. So we started our own kind of secret fantasy book club,
fantasy,
I guess.
Spicy. Well, you not know. Even not all spicy.
Yeah, kind of spicy. The more chili peppers, the better. And so that kind of started a little bit of an obsession with fantasy romance.
Yep.
And here we are now. So far, we've read Fourth Wing and Iron Flame by Rebecca Yarros, the first two books in the Empyrean series. Then we read Powerless and Reckless by Lauren Roberts, books one and two of the Powerless trilogy. We read Quicksilver by Callie Hart.
My personal fave.
The first book in the Fae and Alchemy series. And most recently, we finished The Serpent and the Wings of Night. And we're currently reading The Ashes and the Star-Cursed King by Carissa Broadbent. The first and second books in the Crowns of Nyaxia series. So, Morgan, we've read quite a few books now. I'm curious. Give me your top three.
Oh!
I know it's hard.
Girl.
I know, it's tough.
Yeah. Okay, right off the bat, Kingfisher.
Okay.
Is the main male character in Quicksilver. And he changed my life.
Okay.
I feel like that has got to be one.
Number one. Okay, wow.
Or is it?
I don't know.
Oh, and then I go back to Zayden.
Yeah.
Because he's like my first book boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
So I want to say Fourth Wing. But then we also loved, this is too hard.
I know. Because I love Baby Kai.
We love Baby Kai.
But then Rain decided to swoop in
Rain,
here.
Bless his soul. Mm. Bless that man.
Mm-hmm. I gave you my soul, my body, my blood.
My heart.
My heart.
And y'all, we're in the middle of the Ashes and the Star-Cursed King.
And so it's very front of mind.
And they just did it.
Mm. I'm telling you, it's hard. Just wait until we throw ACOTAR into the mix, and then you'll have another round of book boyfriends to add to the list.
Okay. Just
quick fire.
Quickly,
1, 2, 3. Off
Quicksilver.
Vibes. Okay.
Fourth Wing.
Okay.
Starfight in the Wings of Night.
Okay. Okay. Ooh. Okay.
Back to you.
Keep in mind, I read off vibes.
Right.
I will say I'm much more critical of some of the more romance books I read.
That's true.
The non-fantasy books. Mm-hmm. I will say when it comes to fantasy, if it keeps my attention.
Right.
I feel like I rate off vibes. Most of these got 5 stars.
Same. Same girl.
If I enjoyed reading it and it was fast paced, it gets a 5. I honestly want to say, mainly because it was one of the first fantasy romance or romantasy books mm-hmm. I read, was Fourth Wing.
Yeah.
There's some critics out there.
But we love Rebecca.
But we love you, Rebecca. I think I'm going to put Fourth Wing at 1 because it just wasn't like anything I had read before.
Right.
I love the setting, war college setting. We love you, Zayden.
We love you, Zayden.
I love dragons.
Dragons.
So I will put that at 1.
And I know it kind of reminded us both of Divergent
mm-hmm.
with the quadrants.
Mm. Brings me back.
Brings me back to my childhood.
It's very nostalgic in some ways, but different. Not like anything I read. So I would say, I think I'm going to go 4.1. I think I'll go Quicksilver 2. Ooh.
Yeah.
And Serpent in the Wings of Night 3.
Okay. Okay, so pretty similar.
But I will say, I still did love Powerless and Reckless.
Yes.
I'm excited for the third book, the final book, to see how they wrap up that story and to see what the future lies for Peyton and Kai.
Baby Kai.
And Kit. But we shall see.
We shall see. So I guess before we dive into more about our current read and more about Rain, our man Rain, I know we kind of wanted to implement some just fun little games.
Yeah, keep it interesting, keep it light.
I know the name of this game, our spinoff of FMK, was a little
We wanted to
crazy.
We want to keep it PG.
Keep it PG, you know. So we're going to start with some date, mate, and hate with some of our favorite book boyfriends.
Okay, and villains.
And villains.
Okay.
Okay. So, I guess for both of our top 3 books, we have Zayden.
Okay.
Kingfisher.
Ooh.
And Rain.
Oh, goodness. Okay.
So, let's start with them. Or should we start with villains? No, let's just dive in.
Let's dive in. Okay.
Who do you think you're dating?
This is really hard because date. Kingfisher. Because we know that man.
Because
he's good.
We know.
He's good.
He got...
Shadows.
Shadows.
Oh.
He's older.
Yeah.
So he knows what he's doing.
Mm-hmm. He knows what he wants.
You know what? I think I'm going to do the same.
Okay.
But he is my favorite. So I'm like, should I mate him?
Oof.
But then Rain, he's so nice.
I know.
He would be a good husband.
Yeah.
Okay, I think we're both dating
Kingfisher. Okay.
Okay, who we mate?
It's a no-brainer for me. It's gonna be Rain.
I think I agree.
I'm sorry. This man is so kind. I mean, I know he, like, spoiler alert, he killed my dad. But I gotta say, he is considerate. Right. He's caring.
He apologized.
I'm telling you. Yep. Be like, he wanna make me my queen?
Girl.
Fine by me.
He made you a queen?
Fine by me.
And,
okay,
we could still hate and love Zayden.
Yeah, it can be like a love-hate relationship.
Love-hate.
Enemies to lovers.
Another spoiler. I'm not going to say it because that's a big one.
That's a big one. You'll just have to read.
Read Fourth Wing and Iron Flame.
And then come back.
And then come back and let us know.
It pains me, though, to hate him because he was a first love. And I
know.
Don't...
He was my first boyfriend.
I know. Well,
but
you know he might redeem it.
Right.
Onyx and Storm's coming.
You're right. But he did keep secrets from Violet.
This is true. We need some more communication.
He's 24. He's a youngin'.
He's a youngin'. He's got room to grow.
He does.
Okay.
All right, let's move on to villains. Oh. So from the Empyrean series, we have Jack Barlow.
Also known as Jack fucking Barlow.
Jack fucking Barlow. Malcolm.
Oh, that's horrible. From Quicksilver.
Malcolm.
Vampire King.
Ew. And Vincent.
Oh,
girl,
daddy.
I don't know who I'm hating.
Okay. I'm sorry. Malcolm. I'm hating Malcolm. Immediately. Malcolm with is a passion.
Old.
Disgusting.
Nasty vampire man.
No, thank you.
Get away. He ain't the Edward Cullen.
Mm-mm. Nope.
All right. Who are you dating?
Ugh. Tough choice. I think I'm dating Jack Barlow.
I think same. Girl, we got the same thing.
Yeah.
You know what? He's probably cute.
He's probably cute. You know, I'm picturing, like, I have an image in my head. Yeah. Cato.
Ooh, from Hunger Games.
From Hunger Games.
Okay, I like
Alexander
that.
Alexander Ludwig?
Yes. Hey, Alexander.
Shout out.
And you could change him.
Yes.
Or just go on a date.
Just go on a date, hit it and quit it.
Hit it and quit it.
And then I think I'm going to mate Daddy Vincent.
I think so.
I mean, he's killed 500,000 people.
But that's okay. You know, he's a king.
And he loves his daughter.
He loves his daughter.
So he has love in his heart.
He does.
I think he'd be the gentlest of them all.
I agree.
So.
Okay. And he would set us up for the future good.
Yeah.
We have a kingdom.
Yep. Okay. I'm fine with that.
Me too.
Okay. Wow. Look at us. Don't be stealing my boyfriend. As we mentioned at the beginning of this episode, we are deep into the Crowns of Nyaxia series. We finished The Serpent in the Wings of Night a couple of weeks ago. Mm-hmm. We are about 60% of the way through The Ashes and The Star-Cursed King. So we just wanted to catch you up on what's been going on.
Yes.
Where we're at so far. So if you haven't read, this is chock full of spoilers. So I would suggest
pause, come back later. But if you read it,
stick around.
Or you want spoilers.
Yeah.
Stay with us.
Stay with us. So the end of Serpent, we ended with
some craziness.
Craziness. The end of the Qajari. And it ended with Araya won by killing Rain. They were the last two contestants in the Qajari. And as part of her wish to Nyaxia, the vampire goddess, she, despite what others believed she would do, she asked for Rain to win, which led about...
Which, thank God.
Yeah. I don't know what I would have done without
him. I would have been not reading number two.
But, man, that led about a weird twist of fate. Mm-hmm. Ended with Rain killing Araya's father, Vincent, the current king...
Daddy Vincent.
...of Night.
Yes.
The House of Night. And restored the Rishon line...
Yeah.
Led by Rain as king. So that's where we ended with the first book. And we picked up the second book, and tensions are high.
Araya is mad.
Very mad.
Rain.
Rightfully so.
Yes.
Struggling with her emotions of not really knowing who her father was, but loving him just the same.
Exactly.
And figuring out that she is actually heir.
Yes. Oh my God. Yeah.
I know. How do we forget that? Thing. And she's wondering... How could I get that if Vincent was my father? Lots of revelations. Yes. She finds out that Vincent was actually her biological father. We learn a lot about Rain's history, kind of sordid past, and
poor baby.
Poor
man.
Poor man.
Also, Rain was turned. I feel like we should say that. So he was a human, and then he was turned when he was 32. So you learn more about his past, and it's just sickening.
It is. It is. The things that Nekuli and his cronies did to not only Rain, but the other, I guess they consider them slaves.
Mm-hmm.
So we learn about Rain's history, where we're currently at in the book. I think it's Rain and Araya have been struggling with their feelings towards one another, because there clearly is love there, at least certainly on Rain's part. Mm-hmm. Araya's, I think, struggling to...
She loves him, but I don't think she wants to, because obviously he killed her father.
Yeah, and... goodness, we just finished chapter 45.
Ooh, yay.
That was
some chili peppers.
Really the only spicy scenes we've had in the book so far.
I don't know. I feel like they've had thoughts of like, ooh, I'm going to jump on them and I'm going to bite
But
her.
No,
but nothing.
No acting on it.
Right. Until now.
So We also, there was a coup. Rain has felt for a while that he had a traitor in his midst. Mm-hmm. He's partnered with Septimus.
Yeah, yeah.
Of the House of Blood.
We don't like him.
We don't like him.
But he is Jamie Campbellbauer in my mind.
any
blonde vampire is Jamie Campbellbauer.
Truth. So Rain has felt that there's a traitor in his midst. He thought it was Vale who was the general when Nekuli was in power, and now Rain has him as part of his, I guess, like, group.
Committee?
Yeah.
Nobles.
That's the word. And we find out that it was actually Karis.
Freaking Karis.
One of his trusted advisors, guards.
Oh,
goodness sakes. So Araya saves the day.
Of course she does.
Comes in, Nightfire ablazing.
Love it.
And saves Rain, and they find themselves at Rain's apartment in the human districts. And
things get a little steamy.
Things get a little steamy. And they heal each other. Let's just say that. Their blood heals each other.
So, yeah.
That's where we're
at. Lots of blood sucking.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
So I guess next we're going to read the rest of section of Waxing Moon.
Yes.
So if you are listening out there and want to hop in this train, next time we catch up, we'll be talking about section Waxing Moon.
Sounds good.
Okay.
I love that plan.
Me too. Love
it. Okay. Well, we also wanted to talk about some of the other books on our TBR that we've talked about wanting to read, mm-hmm. That neither of us have read. Some of them are the upcoming books in some of the series we've already read, not coming out until 2025. So I think our plan after we finish this is to figure out what our next book is going to be,
yeah.
Whether or not we want to dive into another series or if we want to do a standalone.
Mm-hmm.
So Morgan, do you want to catch us up on some of the options?
Yes. Well, I know Onyx Storm is coming out in January, so
true.
We kind of want to,
that is definitely in our plan,
pick something. Your girlies, we're going to the midnight premiere.
Heck yeah. And so taking the next day off work.
Taking the next day off work.
Morgan's PTO is approved.
Yeah. Thank you.
And we also know we want to read Fearless in April. So
yes.
I think our plan is we're trying to work our way around those two book releases, mm-hmm. to try and find things to fill the time until those books come out.
Yes.
So we'll have to see what we can get through between finishing this book and January 21st.
Yeah. So I think we were looking at some standalones. First one is Throne of the Fallen by Carrie
Maniscalco.
Okay, girl. The Songbird and the Heart of Stone, which is number 3 in the series, but I feel like we want to take a break from...
I think so. I think we want to take a break from that world, but that comes out in a couple of days, I actually believe, follows the story,
yes.
of Misha in the Crowns of Nyaxia series,
mm-hmm.
Rain's best friend. So that'll be interesting to pick her story back up, but
right.
I do agree. I think I want to
take a
break from the vampire realm.
Yeah.
Into something new.
I agree. One you've heard of, I've never heard of, but I feel like it's starting to get steam, is called, uh-huh. Metal Slinger. The lights just shut off.
Oh, my goodness.
We lost power.
Oh, no.
Metal Slinger by Rachel Schneider.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kind of excited about that one.
Yeah.
A lot of people have said that's good.
And it says it ends on, like, a crazy cliffhanger. But I kind of need that.
I'm leaning her. But
yeah.
We'll see. If you guys have read any of these, by the way, please let us know.
Yes.
Anathema,
I think. I'm going to say that's what it is.
Okay, by Carrie Lake.
I've read some other Carrie Lake. This year I've read Noctacadia by her. Highly recommend.
Okay.
It's not really fantasy, but very interesting read. I really enjoyed it, and a lot of folks I follow in the book community have recommended that, along with Phantasma by Kaylee Smith. So I think...
Yes.
I think all of those, Necromancer...
Girl.
Ghosts.
People say that one's good.
I don't know. Oh, we can't forget One Dark Window.
I know.
Everybody has been recommending this as, like, one of their favorite reads of the year.
Dang it.
I think we missed the window to read that during spooky season.
Yeah.
But it's never too late.
You know, maybe we'll catch it next time.
We'll catch it next year.
We also have the Lightlark series, again, if we want to start with another series, but...
And sometimes it's nice to do a little YA.
Right.
I kind of feel like it's a nice break from kind of the super heavy,
yeah,
like super spicy,
yes,
reads that we've been doing. So I think it's a nice break. That's why I did like Powerless and Reckless.
I agree.
Felt it was a nice... It's kind of like a breath of fresh air.
It was cutesy.
Cute. I like the banter.
Yes. And like, oh. I mentioned earlier, guys, I have not read A Court of Thorns and Roses.
Morgan, you don't even know.
Girl.
I'm telling you.
Would I be a Cassian girly?
Oh, yes. I'm a Reese and girly for life. I say he's my book husband.
Oh, girl.
I'm a book.
Cheating.
I know. But I'm telling you.
Maybe you'll be
a Tamlin girly.
No, I already know not to go down that road.
You're not going to get a Tamlin tattoo after you read A Quarter of Thorns and Roses.
I want to be a recent, but like, I know we talked about Vampire Diaries before. Okay. I was a big Stefan girly.
I was a Damon girly.
So I'm like,
I don't know. We'll see.
And then Asriel, I know some of him.
But he's mysterious. We don't really know much about him.
Okay.
A lot of people like him. I think it's the mystery. It's the quiet thing. They think he's secretly a little bit of a freak in bed. But, I don't know. We'll see.
It's the quiet ones.
It's always the quiet ones.
I want to watch
it. I will say A Court of Mist and Fury was probably, like, been my top read.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's just...
She's chef's kiss.
It's so good. Mwah. Love it.
Girl.
So, I can't wait for that. For you to experience that for the first time. It's like a... It's kind of, you have to check that box.
I know. I'm stupid.
No.
But it's fine.
It's never too late.
And you know, we're here now.
Yeah. We'll tackle it all.
Yes. So that's kind of just a short list of our, of our TBRs. So again, if you've read any of these or have any other recommendations,
we'd love to hear from you.
A Gmail account. So it's shelfmadesisters@gmail.com. Feel free to email us.
Yes, we'd love to hear from you.
Yes, with any questions, comments, recommendations. If you have any recommendations for date, mate, and hate.
Send them our way.
Send them our way, because we like to date and mate.
And hate, too.
Not really, though. No. Villains will hate.
Yeah, this is true.
Zayden was hard.
I know. That's where we're at. We're excited to pick it up again next week.
Yes.
With our second installment, our second episode, where we'll dive more into the Ashes and the Star-Cursed King, do some more fun game segments, talk about our week. It's been an interesting couple of weeks in the corporate world, so we'll dive into that next week. Thanks for joining.
Bye, everyone.